Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming sunny, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear around 26. As we get to Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, warmer temps, upper 50s. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police in Wichita say a teenager shot and wounded himself and a three-year-old boy Saturday while handling a handgun. Wichita Police Officer Paul Cruz says the shooting that was reported around 7 o'clock Saturday evening appears to have been accidental, but prosecutors will review the situation to determine whether or not to file charges. When officers arrived at the home where the shooting happened, the three-year-old had already been transported to the hospital by private vehicle. Police say the three-year-old sustained serious injuries that were not considered life-threatening. The 15-year-old's leg was also struck by the bullet. A Kansas law designed to allow voters to cast ballots at any polling place in their county may not be implemented until 2023 due to bureaucratic delays. The law was passed in 2019, and currently Kansans are only allowed to vote at their assigned polling places on Election Day. The new law directed the Secretary of State to write the rules and regulations to implement the change, but did not include deadlines. Mid-America Network News.
Kate News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas, 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
The city of Wichita hit a record for homicides last year with 59, eclipsing the city's 1993 record of 57. Wichita joined a number of cities nationwide in setting records for homicides and violent crime during 2020. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey said stress related to the coronavirus pandemic may have been factors in the increase in homicides last year. Record high unemployment, closed schools and businesses, increasing domestic violence, and the halting of court proceedings, some of the stressors. Throughout the year, the city recorded roughly a homicide every 6 days on average. The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld a state law which governs how much money workers who are injured on the job can collect. The court ruled Friday that an amendment to the Kansas Workers' Compensation Act was constitutional because it did not alter the requirement that a worker's impairment be established by competent medical evidence. And Kansas weather forecasters say the first part of this week, unseasonably warm. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities have arrested a man in the stabbing death of a four-month-old baby in Nebraska. Police in Fremont say 19-year-old Alexander Hernandez was taken into custody around 9:30 Friday night after officers were called to a home about an unconscious child. Hernandez is jailed on suspicion of first-degree murder and other allegations. Police say a witness in the home reported seeing Hernandez stab the child several times and then wrestled with him over the knife. The child was later pronounced deceased at a hospital. Nebraska's bid to attract the U.S. Space Command headquarters to Offutt Air Force Base includes $107 million of public and private money. Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce President David Brown, who's one of the backers of the proposal, said last week that the local money is meant to help offset the roughly $1 billion cost of building the new headquarters. I'm Rick Everett with your Monday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week unanimously approved the NextEra site plan for the Irish Creek Wind Farm, 2-0 with Tom Holly absent. Two turbines had been withdrawn from the original proposal. That action followed a question and answer session with several residents. Public Works Administrator discussed a roof leak in the county attorney's office and noted the fire sprinkler system had not been reconnected after a basement flooding issue some time back. The courthouse does not currently have generator capacity, an issue that will be addressed in the future. Newly elected commissioners are to be sworn in Monday with the annual county reorganization. Commissioners gave approval to salt and treat the sidewalk in front of the historic courthouse in Marysville, as parking along Broadway is used by a number of county employees and citizens. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their last meeting. Earlier in December, commissioners advised, in response to a question, that citizen contacts would be allowed with the citizen's name, otherwise the matter would not be discussed. The county clerk advised the county auditor was concerned with the amount of unspent budgeted monies being transferred into multi-use accounts year-end, including $500,000 toward a special bridge fund, $400,000 to special machinery, and $300,000 to road and bridge capital improvements. It was noted the $500,000 was dedicated to asphalt work to be completed in 2021 that could not be finished by Hall Brothers this past year. Other transfers include $90,000 from solid waste, $55,000 from the sheriff's budget, $40,000 from the jail, and $12,000 from the appraiser, plus smaller amounts from other departments. Doug Gineman was appointed Independence Township trustee. Routine business was the order of the day at last week's Nemahal County Commissioners meeting. Newly elected Gage County Supervisors Dennis Byers, Emily Haxby, and Don Schuler took the oath of office last Thursday. Byers was reelected while Haxby and Schuler are new to the board. Dennis Byers has served as a supervisor for some 20 years and also served 14 years as state senator. His district includes the city of Beatrice. Emily Haxby replaces Matt Bauman, who did not run and represents northwestern Gage County, while Don Schuler defeated incumbent John Hill and represents southeast Gage County. KNDY will air the Marysville Junior Senior High School Holiday Concert, which was postponed to last Thursday. That program airing Monday evening shortly after 5:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Mary Lou Smith, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Lou Smith. Ned A. Lineweber, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 9th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Interment follows the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ned Lineweber. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a grilled chicken sandwich, baked beans, peas and carrots, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for much of this week, not a whole lot going on across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like becoming mostly sunny for today. Dry weather, partly to mostly sunny skies for tomorrow, all the way through the end of the week. We'll see a nice warm up as well back into the 40s and 50s. And even into the weekend, we're looking at quiet weather, mild temperatures. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, upper 40s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, temperatures in the upper 20s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs upper 50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, temperatures at 36. And Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-January 40, record high on this date 67, the average low 17, the record low 17 below. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:24. Clear skies 25 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Cleveland's rousing playoff return and a college football champion will be crowned tonight. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the chips stacked against them, the Cleveland Browns marched into Pittsburgh and just dismantled the Steelers.
And the snap goes high over the head of Big Ben, all the way back to the 2, to the 1, and the Browns have it in the end zone, and they dive on the ball and recover it for a touchdown!
The call on sports radio, 92.3 The Fan, despite being without head coach Kevin Stefanski and several key players due to positive COVID tests, Cleveland did not look back after amassing a 28-0 first quarter lead. Cleveland won 48-37. The Browns will face the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs in Kansas City next week. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson finally captured an elusive postseason win.
Jackson in the gun. Hands it to Dobbins off left side. Slips in. Touchdown!
On WBAL, Baltimore rallied to top the Tennessee Titans 20-13. The Ravens will face the Bills in the divisional round. In New Orleans, the Saints delivered Drew Brees an early birthday gift.
First and 10 from the 11. Brees under center, looks to throw over the middle, has Mike Thomas across the goal line. Touchdown!
On WWL, Brees, who turns 42 on Friday, threw for 265 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Alvin Kamara added 99 rushing yards and a late touchdown in his first game back after testing positive for COVID. The Saints dispatched the Chicago Bears 21-9, setting up a third meeting with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next week. The Los Angeles Rams will face top-seeded Green Bay in the other NFC divisional matchup next weekend. A college football champion will be crowned tonight when number 1 Alabama takes on number 3 Ohio State from Miami. The Crimson Tide seeking their 6th national title under head coach Nick Saban, who would break a tie with Bear Bryant for the most all-time championships with a win. The game kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you love high school sports and want a piece of the action, we'd like to hear from you. KNDY remains the sports leader in Northeast Kansas and is seeking a part-time play-by-play announcer for high school basketball and football games. If you have broadcast experience or training, or perhaps served as a public address announcer, and think you have the skills to get started immediately, contact us today. We can be flexible with the right individual, but need your commitment to travel game nights in season as scheduled. Maybe it's not you, but you know someone who may be qualified and interested. Please pass this along. Contact KNDY with your qualifications at KNDY@BlueValley.net.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January 13th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Cow-calf pairs include 94 choice black and black-white face and a few red Angus cows. These cows will be 3 to 6 years old. They'll be from several consigners with September and October calves by side. Cows will be running back with Angus bulls. There will be 22 Angus cross. First calf heifers, they'll have late November and early December calves by side. Bred heifers include 140 Angus first calf heifers. They'll be AI bred to Angus bulls for February, March calving. There'll be 45 Montana origin, three-quarter Angus, quarter Simmental bred AI bred heifers. They'll be bred for February, March calves. There'll be 35 fancy black-white face bred heifers. Some will be AI bred to Keneally Angus bulls for February calving. All of these heifers are quality heifers, and most have had their scour guard shots. Bred cows include 100 black-white face cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for late January through March calves. We'll have 50 black and black-white face cows, 4 years to older, bred to red Angus bulls for April-May calves. 25 black cows, 3 to 5 years old. They'll be heavy springers, plus many other bred cows and pairs. Also offered will be one black Gelvey bull, 22 months old, and one Hereford bull, 18 months of age. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale held Wednesday, January 13th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Renewable fuel policy will be front and center in the highest court in the land. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on a case central to the renewable fuel standard, that's the nation's biofuel mandate, and efforts on the part of refiners to be exempted from federal blending requirements through the use of small refiner exemptions. The case is an appeal of a ruling issued earlier a year ago by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It struck down three SREs and also created a new rationale for the EPA to follow in considering future waivers. The 10th Circuit case was decided in January of 2020, stemmed from a May 2018 challenge brought by RFA, the National Corn Growers, American Coalition for Ethanol, and National Farmers Union. In this decision, the 10th Circuit Court ruled SREs needed to be continuous and could not be issued again once the waivers first lapse. Oil industry groups responded by seeking so-called gap year SREs to keep the waiver applications uninterrupted, but EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler ultimately did not approve those SREs, which dated as far back as 2011. 7 months into the 2020-21 marketing year, USDA forecast total wheat exports reaching 26.8 million metric tons, which, if realized, would be 2% higher than the previous year. That number would also be 7% higher than the five-year average. As of December 24th, U.S. wheat commercial sales 9% ahead of last year's pace at 20.6 million metric tons, led by hard red winter wheat, hard red spring wheat, then the soft and hard white wheat. Increases of those hard red winter bushels increased exports to Nigeria and China offset reduced sales to Mexico. They are typically the largest market for hard red winter wheat. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the America Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Craig Mead. The 25th Annual Winter Conference, hosted by No-Till on the Plains, will be held virtually on Tuesday, January 26th. Steve Swaffer, No-Till on the Plains Executive Director, says when they began planning the event, they also knew it could end up having to be held online.
So we planned only a one-day event with three main speakers so that it could easily transform into an all-virtual event. But it will be an all-day event with three really good speakers.
The speakers will include author John Kemp, the most requested speaker from the last 5 years. Swaffer gives us an idea of what Kemp will present.
He is a top consultant and focuses mostly on the biological aspects of the soil and how to use those biological processes to your advantage, to reduce your nutrient needs, and to take advantage of some of those trace minerals at just the right time. So they use a lot of sap analysis or stem fluid analysis to determine when to make some foliar applications of micronutrients.
The virtual event will have a question and answer period and a panel discussion at the end of the day. To register or learn more about the conference, including the agenda and speakers, visit the website notill.org. In other news, news, Tyson Foods is adding breakfast sandwiches with soy protein patties to its Jimmy Dean product line. The plant-based sandwiches are the latest offerings from the largest meat company in America and cater to the fast-growing alternative protein segment. They're also the first alt meat product under the Jimmy Dean sausage line. Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we've got a great run of cattle, so let's get after it here today. Certainly want to talk about the markets. $1.12 at the close of last week, 176 to 177. That certainly felt good that these market cattle still hung in there throughout the week, and the futures were a little bit this way and that way after Monday's crash. But, looks like a steady go, and we certainly appreciate that here to start the week. We do want to mention the total herd dispersal of the Bryce-Niss estate. That's going to be January 21st. Certainly a big day for that family. Sad day for Danny and the children, Weston Reed and Lila Bell. But they do have a great set of cattle, and a lot of friends and neighbors are certainly right there at their side. The meal that day will be provided free by the Midland Genetics family, Midland Seeds, and also to go along with it, there will be a second calf Black Angus bred heifer sold at the rollover auction. All proceeds donated to the Niss family. That black three-year-old is donated by the Hilt Family Farms at Utan, Nebraska. Folks, we've got 202 Black Angus bred cows and 10 of their herd breeding bulls, all out of the Nemaha Valley farms there at Bern, Kansas. They will be trichomoniasis semen tested, all ready to go. Certainly, all proceeds from the benefit auction will go to the Danny Niss family. If you find a spot in your heart that you can be a part of that donation crew, along with the meal provided free and donations accepted there, along with any donations, and that includes Beatrice 77 is one of those donators, folks, certainly will all go to the Niss family. So write her down. The Bryce Niss Estate Dispersal Auction, January 21st, right here at the barn, 11 a.m. All right, speaking of good cattle, we certainly got them here today, and let's get into that. But first, we got to get at the 12 o'clock hour to sell hay. There's 21 square bales, third cut of alfalfa. There's 172 prairie, 54 grass, 293 square bales of straw. In the round department, there's 12 alfalfa third cut, 1758. 12 cut alfalfa second cut at 1490. Round blue stem, there's 10 at 1210. Round grass, 10 at 14. There's round brome alfalfa mix 7 with 1700 pounds. And there's round back grandma 2 at 1800 pounds. And the feeder cattle guys, nice quality, along with 4 black semi-Angus bull and heifer bottle calves. They are vaccinated with ScarGuard and Force 3, and they're going to be 2 weeks old, and they'll sell right at 12 o'clock noon. Then we're going to move in to the good set of feeder cattle. Starts with 12 black baldy open yearling heifers. They're going to weigh 1,100 Tom Kreifels out of Syracuse. Famiso out of Crete's got 7 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 3 to 500. Muso at Wilbur's got 11 red-white-faced, black-white-faced steering heifers, 4 to 600. Those 11 head are the only no-wing cattle. 21 red-white-faced black steering heifers, 5 to 700. Burnett out of Steiner. Moss Farms out of Burr, 38 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 700. Terry Tease at Sterling, 26 black baldy steering heifers, weighing 6 to 650. Molly Farms at Wilbur has 71 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 800. Keller Farms at Crete, 40 black baldy steering heifers, 7.5 to 8.5. Wallenberg out of Beatrice, 20 black semi-Angus steers. They're going to weigh 8 to 9. Drogie out of Pawnee City's got 38 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 650 to 750. The Johnsons of Pawnee City's got a good set of 35 black steering heifers, weighing
6 to 7:50. So whites are Pleasant Dale, 51 black. Black Baldy steer and heifers are going to weigh 6.5 to 700. Rick Resbeck out of Tobias has got 30 red Angus steers at 7.25. 30 red Angus heifers weighing 6.50. Bergmeyer Plymouth, 14 red Angus steers are going to weigh 6 to 700. The Delabars out of Beatrice has got 45 black steer and heifers weighing 6 to 650. Sass at Tecumseh, 10 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Humphreys at Odell, 40 black steers are going to weigh 650 to 800. Triple F Farms, Beatrice, 35 black steers, 5 to 700. 22 black steers coming out of Crete. The Reitz Farms are going to weigh 6.5 to 800. Ray at DeWitt, they've got 40 black baldy steer and heifers weighing 6 to 800. Staubheimer out of Axtell, 20 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. Pester at Unadilla, 25 black steer and heifers, 550 to 650. Katke at Wilbur, 27 Char Angus Cross steer and heifers weighing 7 to 800. Ebers Farms at Adams, 34 black steer and heifers, 550 to 800. Kanoki at Virginia, 10 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Hayek out of Claytonia, 41 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Heinrich out of Bruning's got 21 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Meyer at Nehaka, 28 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Aganol out of Waverly, 12 black steer and heifers, 4 to 600. Hummet Palmyra, they've got 37 black semi-Angus steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Werbein out of Plattsmouth, 40 black sim Angus steer and heifers, weighing 7 to 800. Certainly on a nice day today, guys, we'll catch a lot of additional cattle. So certainly give us a call, Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. We appreciate your business, and if we can help you, certainly give us a call. That's going to wrap it up with a reminder of January 21st at 11 a.m., the Bryce-Niss Dispersal Estate Auction. What a great offering, 202 plus the 10 breeding bulls. Write her down and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Pietra77.net.
731 from KNDY. Mild week ahead. We'll warm well into the 40s today. It's 25 degrees this morning in Marysville.
Even in the middle of January, a healthy lawn needs a little bit of tending to. We will share some tips for preventing winter damage on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Founding Father Alexander Hamilton was born on this day, and in 1964, Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire became the first country album to reach number one on the country chart. Whether a blanket of snow covers your lawn or it just lies brown and dormant, there are a few things you can do to make sure it stays in good shape until spring. Periodically pick up any debris. Branches, sleds, toys, or matted leaves will stunt your grass come springtime. Steer foot traffic away from it, too. Keep walkways cleared so no one is tempted to wear an alternate path. And keep in mind that salt can damage dormant grass. Avoid shoveling salted snow onto the lawn and be careful when applying ice melt. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
K
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Oklahoma State rode the momentum of an 8-0 run to end the first half with a near-flawless second-half shooting performance as the Cowboys earned a 70-54 win over a shorthanded K-State Saturday night, a game in front of a limited-capacity crowd of about 965 fans at Bramlage Coliseum. Oklahoma State connected on 56.3% from the field, including 75% in the second half as the Cowboys ran their winning streak to 3 in a row over the K-State Wildcats. K-State is now 5-8 on the season, including 1-4 in Big 12 play. The Wildcats are 0-3 at home to start league play for the first time since 1996-97's season. K-State continues its homestand Wednesday night, Wildcats playing host to Iowa State. A different story for the KU Jayhawks Saturday. They were victorious over the OU Sooners. KU 63, OU 59. Mid-America Network Sports.
Eight-man All-Star game selections announced. Eric Detweiler will serve as head coach for the East Division II team. Area TVL athletes selected, Mitchell Bussing and George Foley of Axtell, Gavin Cornelison and Aiden Gerster of Frankfort, Hanover's Jacob Ginneman, Colin Ginneman, and Jacob Klipp, as well as Washington County's Drew Berman, Jarek Wyke and Hayden Rudolph of Clifton Clyde, and Keel McQueen of Wetmore. Round out selections to this year's eight-man All-Star game, kicking off in June at Beloit.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming sunny, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear, around 26. As we get into Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, warmer temps, upper 50s. Right now, it's 27.